the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio from Iran. Be with us. The topic that which today we're going to concern about is importance of secrecy. I mean, keeping things secret in Islamic viewpoint. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's stop questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Tuesday, is the 27th of Rabiul Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of November 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment by a recitation of chapter Humazah. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Waylun likulli humazatil lumazah.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نار الله الموقدة.
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إنها عليهم مؤصدة.
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة.
In extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
A group of commentators have said that the verses of this surah, Surah Humazah, were revealed against Walid, who used to backbite the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and made sarcastic remarks and mocked him. Some others believe that they are said against some of the chiefs of the pagan Arabs and known enemies of Islam. But even if we accept these occasions of revelation, again the generality of the meaning of the verses remains unchanged, and it covers all those who have these characteristics.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to His supremacy. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We are speaking about the importance of secrecy, keeping things secret in Islam. In Islamic instructions, the right of false covering is one of the Muslims' right to each other, and Muslims are obliged to observe this right. On this basis, a Muslim has the responsibility to cover and conceal others' fault and avoid from revealing and publicizing of them that causes Muslims disgracing or jeopardizing of the public chastity. However, in a concealed way, Muslims are allowed to aware others of their faults and to ask them not to commit those immoral or wrong deeds, to follow their responsibility of recommending doing good and enjoining not to commit what is illegal. the main reason of sensitivity of Islam about revealing of others' secret, besides the rational necessity and legal obligation and prevention of revealing of faults and secrets, is the negative social effects related to revealing of people's secrets that results in expansion of social corruption.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host, from IRB English Radio, and we shall be with you, inshallah, in our today's show, with our topic that is secrecy and how to keep secrets. In ayah, in verse 74 of chapter Tawbah, Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يحلفون بالله ما قالوا ولقد قالوا كلمة الكفر وكفروا بعد إسلامهم وهموا بما لم ينالوا وما نقموا إلا أن أغناهم الله ورسوله من فضله فإن يتوبوا يك خيرا لهم وإن يتولوا يعذبهم الله عذابا أليما في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم في الأرض من ولي ولا نصير. Allah says, they swear by Allah that they did not say it, but they certainly did utter the word of unfaith and renounced faith after their Islam. They contemplated what they could not achieve, and they were vindictive only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His apostle had enriched them out of His grace. Yet if they repent, it will be better for them. But if they turn away, Allah shall punish them with a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter, and they shall not find on the earth any guardian or helper. Again, we have in verse 5 of chapter Yusuf that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, with regard to secrecy. In this verse we read, Yaqub the prophet said to his son Yusuf, O my son, do not tell your dream to your brothers, because they will plan a trick for you, because the devil is a clear enemy for a person. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Thank you very much for joining today's special. And we have a question here, and it's answer, why we keep so many secrets and why are some secrets so harmful? Concealing information can be psychologically damaging because the secret holder has no opportunity to discuss the contents with other people. When we have problems, it helps to share them with others who can provide us with insight on how to deal with them. But when it comes to secrets that are high on the immorality dimensions, we feel shame and are reluctant to share, often for good reason. However, secrets high on the other two dimensions are less likely to lead to emotional harm. For instance, undisclosed information high on the connectedness dimension reassures us that we have valuable social relationships. Thus, if you have a secret, thoughts of disconnection are certainly mood-boosting, even if you can't share them with other people. A vital question, how to keep a secret? Avoiding the topic. One tip is do not bring up the topic to anyone. If you bring up the topic of the secret in a conversation with someone, you will likely to be tempted to tell the secret. You may consciously or subconsciously bring up a related topic hoping that you will have the opportunity to tell the secret. Being aware of this can help keep you from doing it subconsciously. The other is pretending you do not know anything. If someone suspects that you know a secret, try to be vague. If she asks you about it directly, you may be able to pretend you do not know by asking questions about the secret.
It is advised not to share secrets unnecessarily in the first place. Many people have regretted this. With the advance of technology, we are living in a time where everything is out. The problem with this is that these devices can easily catch your secrets and expose them to the world. The internet has created a new world where all of our lives are shared on social media. It has also become easier than ever for anyone to find out anything about us. But the more we share online, the more vulnerable we are to hasad and jealousy. This also gives birth to so many other sins, like backbiting and accusation. If a jealous person cannot do anything to harm that person with whom he is jealous of, then he tries to talk about him at the back, usually with intentions to spoil his image. Sometimes the intensity of jealousy gets too much high that a person does not satisfy with backbiting. Then he reaches to accusation, which is no doubt a major sin considered in Islam.
I'm sure you agree with me. It's a nice topic to discuss, to know more about it. So inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, that is tomorrow. Allah keep all of you sound and safe. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us contemplate on a short but sweet saying of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him. The tongue is a wild beast. When it's let loose, it devours.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reward of someone who has access to haram, to something prohibited, but he forgoes it and abandons it for the fear of Allah. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to visit the people of the ledge of the mosque, people who were known as the Ahlus Suffah or Ashabus Suffah. These were people who had migrated to Medina from Mecca, who were very poor, and the Prophet gave them a place in the mosque to stay. Imam Qadim said, the Prophet used to visit these people, the people of the ledge of the mosque, who were his guests and had migrated to Medina without their families and belongings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lodged them on the ledges of the mosque, meaning Masjid al-Nabi, the mosque of the Prophet. They were 400 men. Amongst these men, there were some very famous companions such as Salman, Abu Dhar, Ammar, these people. They were 400 men, and he greeted them every morning and every night. One day he came to visit them. Some of them were mending their sandals, some of them were patching their garments, and some were cleaning their heads from lice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to provide them with a half a bushel of dates every day. The Prophet used to give them some dates every day so they could eat from that and sustain themselves. One of the men stood up and said, "O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of God, the dates you have provided us with have burned our stomachs," meaning, you know, we are tired of these dates, and, you know, these dates, dates are such, you know, they increase the heat of the body. So eating them every day is probably not very healthy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If I could feed you the whole world, surely I would have done it. But know that among you, those among you who will live after me will be brought bowls of food in the morning and bowls in the evening. And each of you will have a shirt in the morning and another in the evening. And each of you will adorn your houses with curtains and carpets as the Kaaba is adorned." A man then rose and exclaimed, "O Messenger of Allah, we are awaiting eagerly for that time." Meaning the Prophet said, in the future, after I pass, you will become rich and wealthy and opulent. And somebody stood up and said, you know, we're anxiously awaiting for that time. The Messenger of God, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Your time now is better than that time. When you will fill your stomachs with the lawful, you might also fill it with the unlawful." Meaning at that time, you will turn from lawful sustenance and turn towards unlawful sustenance and mix lawful and unlawful sustenance. And it's better for you from a spiritual point of view to be poor than to go after such unlawful means. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of somebody who foregoes unlawful means, even though he has access to it, in the words of Imam Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and also our brothers from Sevier International School. Welcome Fawad Haider, and Salamun Alaikum.
Salam, thank you, sir.
Are you
How
good?
Are you?
Alhamdulillah, yes. Thank you so much. And Brother Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Great, that's great. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much once again for joining us. So, Brother Ali Nasser and Fawad Haider, today, inshallah, in this session with our brothers and sisters who are listening to us, we will be, inshallah, working on Ayah 112 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we'll have a short explanations about this ayah, the messages, the things which are mentioned in this ayah, and inshallah, we'll have our main topic, which is practical tajweed rules, inshallah. So before we go, please let's listen once together, all together. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. Now we will have, inshallah, a nice recitation as well. Fawad, Ali Nasir, brothers and sisters, make sure you listen and repeat after me. I'll be reciting, inshallah. Make sure you have your Quran. Turn to ayah 112 of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن
بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن
وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه
وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه
فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
أحسنت. Thank you so much. Do you remember in the previous session we were talking about this ayah 111 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where the Jews and the Christians believed that nobody enters paradise except the one who is a Jew or
Christian.
A Christian. But Allah Almighty asked them for reason, which they
don't have it.
Even if they have, it's not acceptable. While in the books that they have, it's completely written. Look, what does Allah Almighty say? Bala. That's not the way you think. That's not the way you believe. Man aslama wajhahu lillah wa huwa muhsinun falahu ajruhu inda rabbihi. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Look, so Allah Almighty says that, look, we believe that Allah Almighty is our Lord and we will turn to Him, and in the Day of Judgment, He's going to judge. So Allah Almighty says, okay, if you believe so, the Christians as well believe, the Jews as well believe, okay, and Muslims as well. So Allah Almighty says, I'm going to tell you who enters paradise and who doesn't. It's not exceptional case for only Jews and Christians, okay? Look. Bala, man aslama wajhahu lillah. Whoever turns to Allah Almighty, it means whoever believes in Allah Almighty. And not only believing is enough, but you have to do one thing else. Wa huwa muhsinun. And he is a right doer. It's not only one thing, he is continuously, he is doing good things. Alright? Falahu ajruhu inda rabbihi. He has his reward before Allah Almighty. Okay? With Allah Almighty. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ There will be no stress, no fear upon them, okay, or for them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And they will not grieve. Alright? So it means, without any problem, inshallah, if you have those two cases, أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ And you are a muhsin, you are what? A virtuous person. Person who does right things. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Who believe? وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Who do good things. So they will enter paradise.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's recite the Quran.
That's all, a short explanation, but make sure, inshallah, you refer to the tafsir books and learn more about these verses. So the main topic that we have is our tajweed, practical tajweed rules. Fawad and Ali Nasir, let's go on, okay? Bala is a word that wants to say, actually, that denies the previous belief, for example, and wants to say just the opposite. Look, they were saying that nobody enters except Christians or Jews. Allah Almighty says, Bala. No, it's not the way you say. It's the way is this. You have to say this, okay? Man aslama wajhahu lillah wa huwa muhsin. Bala is used this way. Bala says yes, but it's not a yes that accepts, okay, agrees with the previous saying, okay? It says just the opposite. Wants to fix the mistake. Wants to actually correct the previous or the false mistake before, okay? So, Man aslama, nun sakin plus hamza. Hamza is one of those six letters that izhar. We said the rule izhar must be applied, which means no rule will be applied here. Actually, will not change the sound of nun, because nun sakin has a rule, many rules it has. Ikhfa, idgham, or iqlab. But it says no, you don't have to apply any other rules, okay? Just read it normally. So, man aslama. Do not say man aslama or man aslama, nothing else. Do not merge it. Man aslama. Okay? Nun sakin. Imagine it was very difficult if we merged it with the letter hamza.
Yeah.
How would you merge? Man aslama. It will be very difficult. Yeah? So, you don't have to apply any rule. Just nun sakin, nun sakin. Man aslama. Wajhahu. Lillahi wajhahu, make sure there is a baby wow, okay, lying there, okay, make sure you prolong the sound. Hu lillahi wa huwa muhsinun, while he is a right doer or virtuous person. And muhsinun nun tanwin, with tanwin, right? And the next letter is fa. Fa is from
Rest of the
letters. We had, remember, let's repeat once. We had four groups of letters. Four groups of?
Letters.
Let's repeat once. We had four groups of letters. Okay?
Yes.
So, groups, a group that the rule idhar is applied with, a group that the rule idgham is applied, the rule iqlab is applied, and the rest of the letters, that the rule ikhfa. So, the ones that we apply the rule idhar, actually no rule, six letters. Hamza.
Ayn.
Ayn.
Ghain.
Ghain.
Ha.
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 Ha. Kha. These six letters. Hamza. Ha. Ha. Kha. Ayn. Ghain. And if we apply the rule idgham, we apply with these six letters. They, remember the word? Ya rumalun. Ya.
Ra.
Meem. Lam. Waw. Noon. One of these six letters, you apply the rule idgham. And with the letter ba, you apply the rule
iqlab.
So any other letter, rest of them, the remaining ones, okay, we apply the rule ikhfa. So now, muhsinun nun tanween and plus fa, is fa from the six letters with idhar rule?
No.
No.
Six letters with idgham rule?
No.
The one letter in iqlab rule?
No.
No. So it's from the rest of the letters. In the rest of the letters, you hide the sound of the noon or tanween. And you apply the rule ikhfa, which means you hide, you conceal the sound. Muhsinun falahu. Right? Yeah. Hide the sound. So, ajruhu, make sure jim is sakin. There was one rule with the jim, which is sakin. What was the rule, Ali Nasir? Fawad?
Qalqala.
Oh, mashallah. The rule qalqala. So, it says with five letters, qaf. Help me out.
Qaf,
Ta,
B,
Ba,
Jim,
and Da. These five letters, put them together, two words you get.
Qutb
Jad. These five letters, you should, if they are sakin, and you want to read them with the previous letter, with the previous harakat, you have to apply a bouncing sound with them. So like, Aj, Ruhu, we had this in the previous ayah as well. Ajruhu, Inda Rabbihi. Nun sakin plus dal ikhfa, right?
Ikhfa,
rest
yes.
of the letters. عند ربه ولا خوف. تنوين خوف. تنوين ضمة, right? Plus
عين.
Which letters?
إبهار.
Which group of letters? همزة ها حا خا عين غين. This group, yes. So what rule is applied?
إصحار.
No rule is applied. إظهار, which means no rule.
ولا
خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Simple as that. So, once now, everyone, listen to this with the tajweed rules that you have learned. Listen to the recitation once again. So, alhamdulillah, now you've learned this ayah with full tajweed rules. We hope you've, inshallah, enjoyed our class. Make sure brothers and sisters who are listening to us, stay with us in IRIB English Radio, inshallah, with the coming sessions. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir and Fawad. Any questions?
No, sir.
Thank you
no.
so much. Okay. Hope you, inshallah, stay safe. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevilla International Schools Network. Net. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقا أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها هيهات
ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبغ لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك.
Brothers and sisters, as Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, in this part says, everyone should be hopeful of the mercy of the Almighty Allah. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَتَقَلْقَلُ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ صِدْقَهُ. How should he be convulsed among the levels of fire while you know his sincerity? أَمْ كَيْفَ تَسْجُرُهُ زَبَانِيَتُهَا وَهُوَ يُنَادِيكَ يَا رَبَّهُ. How should its keepers torture him while he calls out to you, O Lord? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَرْجُو فَضْلَكَ فِي عِتْقِهِ مِنْهَا فَتَتْرُكُهُ فِيهَا. How should he have hope of your bounty in freeing him from the fire while you abandon him there within it? Hayhat, far be it from you. As we clarified in the previous episodes, the reality of supplication is ontological need toward Allah, understanding and perceiving it, and in the last level, presenting it before the Almighty Allah. In this part of the Kumail supplication, as we see, this da'f and this ontological need, this weakness, is named by Imam Ali alayhi salam to attract the mercy of Almighty Allah more. We human beings disobey Allah and commit sins, but the very wrong deeds we commit seek the forgiveness of Allah by means of prayer and asking, and at times even without that. But this is so long as the servant does not rebel against his master. This is as long as he does not become stone-hearted and strong-headed, such that he is driven away from the mercy of Allah. The Holy Quran says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say, my servants who have committed excesses against their own souls. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. And the verse continues, indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the all-merciful. هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is the kind of mercy Imam Ali alayhi salam is attracting in this part of the supplication.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we mentioned and clarified, the relation exists between the need, the ontological need that we all have in ourselves, and the mercy of Allah. And this relation, which exists between the forgiveness and mercy from Allah and our sins and disobedience, as we explained before the break, between the power of Allah and our weakness, between His self-sufficiency and our poverty, between the cure He grants us and our illness, between His salvation and our being in need of Him desperately, between
His knowledge and our ignorance and our exceeding the limits set by Him, even without there being a request, even without there being a demand and understanding from our side, even without there being a prayer and supplication, is to be considered as one of the secrets of Islam. And it really is. It is among the secrets of this universe and the laws that govern this universe. Unless man understands this law in the universe and comprehends it within the context of his relation with Allah, he will not be able to understand major parts of the teachings of this religion. He won't be even close to be having an understanding of the teachings of Islam. How many a sick have been cured by Allah's mercy without demand and prayer? The Holy Quran says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I get sick, it is He who cures me. There is no other thing involved here. There is no asking and demanding, as the verse says. This mere thing of being marid, being sick, attracts His cure, attracts His mercy. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. How many a needy and hungry, whom Allah provided without them asking and praying to Allah. How many a helpless in the depth of the oceans or beneath the rubbles, under the swords or amidst the burning fire, has been embraced by the mercy of Allah and have been rescued without asking and imploring Him. I mean, when we refer to ourselves, we see lots of these things happening around us, and even for ourselves. How many times we've been in different difficulties and challenges, and we have been delivered without even thinking about the Almighty Allah, without even bringing Him to our mind and asking Him. Now, see what happens if we have Him in our mind, and if we try to talk to Him and refer to Him only in our supplications and du'as. This is another aspect of this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The U.S. has become so desperate that it does not know to which way and to whom to turn. This is not but with assistance of Almighty Allah, who has awakened all nations, particularly the Muslim Iranian nation, and guided the nation from darkness into the light of Islam. I now take this opportunity to advise oppressed and noble nations, including our people, to stay firmly on this divine straight path that leads neither to the atheistic East nor the oppressive West, but to the path that Almighty Allah has decreed for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world. This is Sister Musavi, and today I have the privilege of being your host. Well, in this program, we elaborate, contemplate the precious and noble sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. For today's topic, we are going to talk about his sentence about the status of mothers. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that, "May the mercy of God be upon the mothers who send their brave youth to defend the truth and take pride in their martyrdom." Well, you know that the way a mother of a martyr trains him or her is very different and special, because the result is in fact special when somebody gives his or her life for the sake of Allah. You know, it's quite precious. It requires lots of effort, lots of training lies behind such a decision to go and fight for truth.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
You know, these mothers themselves are supreme over ordinary mothers for their great sacrifice of sending the fruits of their lives to defend Islam and truth. And the hearing and the source of inspiration of these mothers is in fact Sayyida Zainab Salamullah Alayh, who presented not only both of her sons but also all her dear ones in the Battle of Karbala. And Imam Khomeini is so elegantly referring to the role of these women in the victory of a nation or battle. We have not heard of such a great viewpoint anywhere else.